Okay, we are back, and you are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning, we're going to look back at some of the events, really over the last 2 weeks in the floor covering industry. I have on the line with us Kemp Haar. He is the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. He's also a partner in the website floordaily.net. Good morning. How are you this morning, Kemp?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, the first thing on our list is something that we both attended last week. It's the Carpet One Convention.
That's right.
Which was in Cincinnati at the Duke Energy Convention Center. And, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in Cincinnati. It's a pretty neat city.
Yeah, the Queen City. It's home to Kroger and Procter & Gamble. And I was kind of, surprised at how clean it was. They got those skywalks. And, downtown had four or five really nice hotels. So Cincinnati seemed to be having the recipe together.
And really, you can walk around downtown either in the skywalks or on the surface, and we walked down the street to this Duke Energy Convention Center, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
And the whole, in fact, the whole convention was fabulous. This, of course, the Carpet One Summer Convention. They have two of them each year. The theme was Turn It On. And I'm impressed with these people putting on these shows. They've done just an excellent job. And this was another excellent job, and I have to hand it to Evan Hackle and his crew there from Carpet One Floor and Home. Did an excellent job. And
it is amazing what goes into that. I mean, it's a production. It really is a production. And we sat there in, two full days of where they did a good job of entertaining us and telling us what was going on. Some of the highlights, if you want me to just throw a couple of things that I thought were pretty interesting.
Sure.
One of the things that they were talking about was their goal right now is to take market share. They've been in the business for 23 years. They got 1,000 stores, which represent almost $3 billion a year in retail sales. And so that's their goal. They've identified who their enemy is, and they're going after it. And I thought it was very interesting. They actually said, okay, here's our competition. It's Home Depot, it's Empire, Lumber Liquidators, iFloor, the Internet, and even Empire. I mean, even Abbey a little bit. So, they say we've got. I learned a new word. They got a BHAG. Did you learn that word, BHAG? The big, hairy, audacious goal.
That's right.
They want to be the dominant brand in the world of flooring retailing. At the end of their plan. So, So they just step. It's nice to have it's nice to write down and have a goal, and that's what they've got. And some of the slides. If you go, Dave, to the floordaily.net website right now, and you click on Faces and Places, those of you that didn't get to go to the show can actually see some of the little Polaroids we shot while we were at the show.
It's almost like being there.
That's right. And one of the slides we've got up there is talking about a Darwinian quote. It doesn't matter how big you are, it's the person that can adapt to change that's going to make it and be successful in the end.
That's right.
That's one of their key messages.
Well, and I think with all the competitors that you mentioned that do a lot of advertising, the Home Depots and Lowe's and Menards, who have the consumer visiting on a regular basis, they go in to buy a bag of nails and end up walking through the floor covering department, it's getting more difficult for an independent retailer to play in the game. And I think that the things that they're talking about and things that are a part of the Carpet One Floor and Home 5-year plan, I think really address that. How can we get people in the store, and how can we close them once they get in the store? And I think they're doing an excellent job. And again, hats off to Evan Hackle and his group on this.
Yeah, their 5-year plan has I think five components to it. That's store design, merchandising, marketing, the in-store experience, and and just being good at what you do. So, they go through each one of those items and actually bring something to the table that helps these stores. And these 1,000 members, these Carpet One dealers, they're not the small guys. They're generally the bigger ones and some of the healthy ones. So even in this economy we're in right now, I think a lot of these Carpet One guys have kind of got their their act together.
Oh, there's no question about it. Let's pause here. We'll come back and maybe talk a little bit more about this and some of the other things that happened at the Carpet One Floor and Home annual or semi-annual, or I guess annual summer convention, I guess is the best way to say it. Kemp Haar is with us, the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We have Kemp Haar on the line with us this morning. He is the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. He's also the co-owner of FloorDaily.net, the website. We're talking about Carpet One annual convention held last week in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Duke Energy and Convention Center. We were talking about the five-year plan and basically elements that bring people in the store and sell them once they get in there. And they've got all the bases covered. We were talking about their five-year plan. One thing I think that I thought was pretty exciting was a program they're calling Destination Carpet One.
Yeah, Brand Island, exactly.
Brand Island, and in essence, having all stores have that Carpet One brand on the outside, not necessarily Bob's Carpet One, but Carpet One, so there's continuity among all of the all of the members, and I think they're almost there. I think they're I don't remember, 125 or something like that, members who have not, in essence, made that switch at this point or something.
Yeah, 133 stores to go.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting. They had that motivational speaker, Rick Barrera, up there, and he's saying, hey, guys, you don't get it. You know, McDonald's has made more millionaires than any other single franchise. And if you look around, there are no Bill Jones McDonald's.
that was a riveting point.
Yeah. Another thing he said too is that, you know, if you think about branding, you can only own one category. You can only own it. I mean, where you're just the decision. You know, when people think about this, they think about you. And he was saying that carpet, you know, while they understand that they sell all flooring, that, you know, carpet is the one that they ought to try to own. So that when people think about carpet, they think about Carpet One. So
that's right. And he said if it was floor, then you would have people selling tile and people selling carpet and people selling wood and so on, and then you would, it in essence, would be diluted.
Yeah, yeah.
That was very interesting.
Also, I thought it was interesting, you know, he was talking about, you know, in this economy the way it is, there's still plenty of money out there. And he threw out a statistic that said that 50.4% of the income is going to the top 20% of the U.S. population. So there's $3.5 trillion in the hands of 23 million people. And if you don't know who to go after as a retailer, those are the folks to go after. They're the ones that are spending the money.
And you see from the retail store announcements and you know, to talk about monthly sales, the higher-end retailers are the ones that seem to consistently do better than anybody else.
Right.
So they're spending. They are out there spending. In terms of some of the products, there was a launch of a new laminate line called Mirror Lake.
Right.
And that was the result of a partnership with Yunlin. I think there's some 114 SKUs.
Yeah, you know, and that was somewhat of an announcement because you remember, you probably remember when you and I went to the winter show. And they had the showroom there. They had the laminate section with construction tape, and it said under
roped
construction.
Off, yeah.
And so they were. We knew, you know, they were getting us poised and ready. We knew they were getting ready to negotiate a big, supply arrangement with somebody. And I think they had mentioned in December they had 22 suppliers of laminate flooring. Well, they've cut that and narrowed that down, and so now they've got a major program. 114 SKUs, I guess, with Yunlin in this new Mirror Lake program.
And I don't remember the total number of suppliers in laminate that they have now, but it's a handful.
Right.
No more than that.
Yeah.
And Although I've talked to some of the ones that got cut, and they told me they've been doing more business with the Carpet One dealers now than they did before.
That's interesting.
So, anyway, I think another part that was discussed at this show at great length was their PR, which I thought was interesting. And in going to these conventions in years past, I don't really remember that much conversation about PR and how members can profit from this. They have this Shop in Pink, which is a
sale. Yeah, the breast cancer awareness
thing.
Yeah.
And then they had this one for pet owners,
right,
which they did with the Muddiest Buddy thing, which they've done an excellent job with.
You
know,
that's actually pretty neat. I think that's probably pretty effective. You know, everybody likes to see cute puppy and one that's been playing in a mud puddle. And I don't know if you noticed, but in their whole new campaign, their in-store campaign for Relax It's Lees, the 25-year stain warranty Mohawk product that they sell, they have just done a photo shoot of all these different odd-looking species of dogs that are on these different carpets.
Yeah. Without the dirt this time, though.
No dirt on this one. That's right.
Let's pause here.
Okay.
One more thing I want to bring up about the Carpet One convention. We're talking this morning with Kemp Haar, the publisher of Floor Focus magazine, co-owner of FloorDaily.net. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. We have Kemp Haar on the line with us this morning. He is the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. We're talking about the recent Carpet One convention, which was held in Cincinnati. And one of the initiatives that was announced, and this really was a whole CCA initiative, really covering everybody on the waterfront, not only Carpet One, but Flooring America, ProSource, Stone Mountain, GCO, the Floor Trader. And this was a pledge to go green. It's called Green Select, the Green Select Initiative. And the way I see this thing, Kemp, it's really the launch, I guess, and I've been asking people for several years whether they saw a market for sustainable-type products in the retail arena. And really, up until the last year, it seems like the answer was a no almost every time, and now it seems like that's changed, and this is really the front end of a movement to really educate the people on the inside, the Carpet One and all the other members and their staffs, and to have a position in the neighborhood, in their local towns, as a sustainable provider. And I think maybe most importantly, to work with their suppliers to make sure that they start buying and be able to offer sustainable products to consumers.
Yeah, that's what, Howard Brodsky did a little presentation on that. He was talking about how this whole Green Select program was going to have three levels. It's going to have, the corporate level, the member level, and let's don't forget they've got 3,600 members when you start talking about all their different sub-organizations, and then the product level. And so it sounds like they're going to make, green, they're going to have some kind of labeling system where when a consumer walks in the store, those folks that have got, a story to tell around their product are going to stand tall and stand out by this labeling program.
Well, and there is an audience out there that searches for sustainable products, environmentally friendly products, and they will buy them. Some will spend more money for them. Not all, but some will. So it's a wise move to be able to tap into that market, and I think that obviously it's a wise thing to do from a corporate standpoint and just as a good citizen.
Before we leave Carpet One, we at least want to say one thing. I think it's interesting. Anytime you manage people or you manage organizations, groups of members or whatever, you always have the people, as we mentioned earlier, who don't carry the brand or who, you know, don't sign up. I thought it was interesting that this year at the summer convention they were allowing their members to kind of catch up. They had been releasing so many different initiatives that this was the, you know, at the summer convention they were saying, okay, guys, no new major initiative until, you know, we get the branding thing, until we get the web, everybody signed up on the web, and you know, we should mention for a second their whole web initiative. When a consumer goes to the web, they have three options. They can shop on the internet, they can shop in the store, or they can have somebody come to their home.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's very interesting.
And that site is a relatively new site.
That's right.
It's one of the best in this industry.
Well, they rolled it out at the last meeting.
Right. And it's and they've been getting, I don't recall, I don't have right in front of me, the activity they've been getting on it, but it's substantial.
Well, 30% of their members haven't yet really gone and started fully using it. And it doesn't really work with the way they've got it set up with their store locator and the way that the pricing is set by the local guy. You know, it's hard for the system to work unless everybody gets on board. So.
Right. So if you went in the locator and you were in Cincinnati, and for some reason or another, the local Cincinnati people hadn't, and I don't think it's a big initiative just to sign on to it,
yeah.
But if you haven't, then it shows up nobody is in that area.
Right.
And that's obviously not good, and it breaks the chain.
Yeah, but, you know, to leave it on a positive note, I always enjoy going to these things because you get to watch those great flicks of, what was that coach, Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, they had some great motivational videos with old Vince.
Yeah, they sure did. Kemp, we need to take a short break here. We're looking back at the floor covering industry over the last couple of weeks. Kemp Haar is with us, a publisher of Floor Focus magazine. We're going to take a short break. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. Kemp Haar is with us this morning, the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. Kemp, one more thing about the Carpet One convention. This is CCA and not just Carpet One, but they have formed a partnership with Blue Links, and they are a logistical organization for building products. They're out of Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. And Blue Links will be providing these logistical services and other product management services for the company's private label products, which are global direct flooring products. These are imports that CCA is importing from, I suspect, mostly Asia. So that's pretty interesting, and really a new effort on the part of CCA.
You know, when you think of CCA, they have a lot of brands, you know, you just talked about one that was, I guess, private label brand. But, you know, we've talked about their Relaxus Leaves. We've talked about, they've got the Good Housekeeping label. They've got Direct Expressions, Hanover Hardwood, Liz Claiborne, Resista, Comfort Air Cushion. They understand, you know, about building their own presence in the market.
You can't shop most of these brands that are in any of the stores.
Yeah.
Because obviously that would dilute their efforts. So another great convention,
yeah,
from Carpet One. And, you know, as you mentioned, really the theme this time was, let's focus on getting more involvement in the programs that we have. And they've got, I mean, there is a program for about everything you can imagine within Carpet One. And they discussed many of these, but there were a good deal that they really didn't have time to even talk about, because there are so many of them. But an excellent outing, as all of these Carpet One conventions are. Let me change the subject here. Since we talked last, Mohawk has reported their second quarter earnings. and a good quarter they had given the situation out there in the marketplace. Let me run through some of these. We're going to have to take a break in about a minute and a half.
All right.
Their earnings were off by 4%, but they beat estimates. Second quarter earnings were $115 million, $1.68 a share. Now, analysts were expecting only $1.58, so they beat estimates by a dime.
A dime, yeah.
And the company had, in their guidance given earlier, they were looking somewhere between $1.51 and $1.60. So they beat their own guidance. Sales were off by 4% to just under $2 billion. Analysts were looking, I think they were just a tad under what the analysts were expecting in terms of sales. In the first half, earnings were up by 3% to $206 million. Earnings per share also up 3% to $3.01. Net sales for the first half off by 4% to $3.8 billion with a B. And the company said that most of this was attributable to what's happening here in the U.S. in the residential new construction and redecorating business. And, of course, coming through again, as they did in the previous quarter, Unilin. Their sales were up by 16% over last year. Amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, while they surpassed expectation and everything, this type of performance still made them fall out of that triple-digit range. they're doing great. When you have a first or second market position in most of the categories you're in, it makes it easier to pass through price increases and dominate the marketplace. But I have noticed that since this has come out, the stock has been dropping just a little bit. So I guess that's just based on the economy.
Been up and down. They've had a couple of good words passed down from some of the brokerage firms, and again, it's been up and down. But I think all told, they're doing very well.
Yeah, it's impressive to have this kind of performance in this type of a market right now. But they're a company to watch.
You got it.
Acquisition with Columbia makes them a major player in the hardwood business. They're a leader in almost everything they're in.
Everything, exactly right. Let's take a break here.
All right.
We're talking with Kemp Haar this morning. He is a publisher of Floor Focus magazine. He's also a partner in FloorDaily.net, the website. We're going to pause. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're talking about some of the events over this past week with Kemp Haar, the publisher of Floor Focus magazine. We were talking about the second quarter earnings from Mohawk, which were reported last week. Incidentally, on the site floordaily.net, you can listen to excerpts from the conference call, which took place this past Friday, which is pretty eye-opening. They do an excellent job. I have to say, Jeff Lorberbaum does an excellent job of fielding questions from the various analysts and press members and others who call in with some questions.
He used a big word. I had to get out the dictionary. But he says that his business is expected to be accretive. Accretive.
Yeah. There was another word that he used, which I thought was interesting, too. I can't remember what it was. You know, one of the call-ins was from Shaheen, former owner of World. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't hear that.
And he asked about where the plants were that they had acquired, the plants in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not the first call that I've heard him on. And he's a pretty sharp individual.
Yeah. Actually, it's all of Columbia's plants with the exception of their the one down in Georgia and the one up in Menlo, I believe.
I think they said most of them were in West Virginia, but I wouldn't swear to that.
Yeah.
But anyway, just as we mentioned, Unilin did an excellent job, and of course, now that now that Mohawk is an international player, and it seems like things are going reasonably well in Europe, that helped them a good deal. I think, you know, I mentioned European business up, U.S. commercial business up, residential obviously not that great. And an interesting fact that came from the Mohawk announcement was Mohawk segment sales, which is mostly carpets and rugs, but it's more than just carpets and rugs, off by 10%.
Right.
That was not good.
Yeah, but that's we knew that, didn't we?
I mean, that's no surprise to anybody.
Yeah.
Dow tile sales were off slightly from last year. I guess they said they saw some, you know, obviously weakness in the residential, and they did well in the commercial arena.
Only slightly, and they've got, you know, in the United States, the Delta's got 60% of that market, and you know, and in the laminate business, Unilin's got 22% of the laminate market. So, you know, when you're the leading guy, it makes it easy to pass through price increases and kind of establish where the market's going.
Well, then I think that. I think they did almost across the board better than the industry did during the second quarter.
It is interesting to see that they're doing better with laminate in Europe right now.
Exactly. I heard somebody say that they've never seen Europe put in as good a result in these last couple of quarters as they've done or any time in this guy's memory. And I can't remember Europe ever doing as well as it seems to be doing now, and I'm sure Mohawk is very, very pleased about that. I want to. We've got about 30 seconds here. Let me set this up, and then we're going to take a break and come back. And this was something that was just issued by Floor Focus Magazine and Market Insights Torsivia.
Oh yeah.
And this is the U.S. Floor Report for 2008. It was just released. It's most interesting. We just had Santo Torsivia from Market Insights Torsivia on this program talking about the retail sector. Most interesting guy who knows every nook and cranny of this business, I would say.
This book, I got to tell you, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but this book, if you've never seen one, it's unbelievable, the amount of information. It's about a 400-page book, and it covers almost anything and everything as it relates to the flooring industry.
I just call up Santo and ask him, but I think for everybody else, you better buy the book.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and
talk. Let's get into the details.
We'll talk about some of the specifics of this. We're talking this morning with Kemp Haar, the publisher of Floor Focus Magazine, the co-owner of FloorDaily.net, the website. We're going to pause. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning we're talking with Kemp Haar, the publisher of Floor Focus Magazine. We're looking at some of the events over this past week. The one we were talking about when we took the break was the U.S. Floor Report for 2008, which was just released courtesy of Floor Focus Magazine and Market Insights Torsivia. Now, these are forecasts. Tell us about what's in this publication.
Well, Santo's got a great background. I think he had 16 years with Mannington, where he really learned, spent every day looking at what is it that affects your store traffic, what is it that, affects in each category some of the growth as far as, economic indicators. And so he has quite a background, and he does a great job every year putting out this 400-page book. Now, that may sound like it's well tabulated and well organized, so it's easy to find what you're looking for. But just to throw you a couple pointers that are in this thing, you know, if you just look top dollar line of this industry, it might be interesting to note that we had a tremendous year in 2005, and actually Santo does projections all the way out to 2012. And by looking in the book, you can see, you know, how the market's done since 2000 all the way to 2012. And if we look at 06, you know, we it was down 1.8%. 07 is expected to be down, let's see, about 2.7%, which takes it to, you know, 23 billion. So what was in 05, we had a $24 billion year industry, and at the end of 07 we'll have a $22.3 billion year industry, and from a revenue standpoint, it won't catch back up until 2010. That's when it gets back up to 24 billion. And from a unit standpoint, interestingly enough, you know, 05 was off the charts, and it still doesn't catch up all the way beyond his projections in 2012 from a unit standpoint. And that's talking, you know, big picture. Then he goes into each category and talks about, you know, what's going on in each category. And just to throw you a couple quick nuggets, wood flooring and ceramic tile today account for one in every $5 spent in flooring, but by 2012, that'll increase to 23%, or one in every four, almost, dollars spent. And, you know, a lot of people look at buying groups, and they know that, well, there's these big guys, the CCAs and the Flooring Americas and Appys, but actually the two biggest buying groups that are out there are the Shaw Flooring Alliance and the Mohawk Aligned guys. They call theirs the Color Center and the Floorscapes groups. Those two organizations have more retail locations than the next 10 largest groups combined. So, you know, what kind of factors that have in the market? It also goes on to talk about, in great detail, about Home Depot, Lowe's, and Menards, and, you know, where they shine and where they're weak. And they represent 17% of all the flooring revenue in the marketplace. So just one more fun fact to throw out. The top five flooring, you talk about consolidation in this industry, the top five flooring manufacturers currently count for about 61% of all U.S. flooring revenue. So anyway, it's a great book. If you're in the business of having any responsibility around planning for your company, your organization, you should consider taking a look at this book. And you can either call Floor Focus Magazine, or you can call Santo Torcivia, and we can tell you more about it.
Well, this, as you mentioned, this consolidation, this is certainly not your father's floor covering business, is it anymore?
No, it's not.
It's certainly changed over the last several years. We are out of time.
We are.
Unfortunately, I've got several more things here that I wanted to bring up, and unfortunately, we're going to have to roll those over for next week.
Well, we'll have to save those for next week, and I'm catching a plane in a few minutes and running down to Houston for a meeting with Tarkett. So I'll be talking to you, I guess, week after next.
Week after next, and we will have Frank O'Neill on next week, and we will maybe we'll kick some of these things around with him.
All right.
Will you have a good trip? And we will see you in 2 weeks. Always a pleasure talking with you, Kemp.
Thank you, Dave. Take
care. And we've been talking with Kemp Haar, the publisher of Floor Focus Magazine and co-owner of FloorDaily.net. And this is Floor Radio.